People in all the nooks and crannies and, of course, in Washington, D.C., still reacting to that horrific shooting at the Naval Yard there. Joining us right at the top, always, Talk Radio News, the True Insiders, Jeff Holtzman, this time around. Jeff, where, first of all, what were you doing when that news broke? Because it just, man, everybody was talking about it. I got tweets and texts immediately, and I can imagine your phone really blew up, too.
I got a couple of calls from people who are wondering if I was all right. And you know, of course, the Navy Yard's only about 3 miles from the Capitol Dome itself. Our office is right down the street from the Capitol. So it's close. It's not every day that a shooting takes place in your backyard, let alone a massacre in which 13 people die. But, you know, I was thinking about going down there, and I ended up sending my colleague Justin Duckham instead. And it was a zoo. There were a lot of reporters, people scrambling to figure out what was going on. And obviously there was some misreporting that happened in the immediate aftermath. And that's, you know, that's unfortunately sort of a, you know, it's characteristic of how the media covers these shootings, in which the details are slow to come out and there's a lot of confusion. But the main thing is you want to wait and get it right. And I think we learned, we at least got a reminder yesterday of how important it is. We learned in the last 24 hours that, contrary to initial reports, Kate, the shooter, Aaron Alexis, did not have an AR-15 in his possession. He entered the building with what is believed to be a shotgun that he purchased in Virginia on Sunday. And the FBI says that upon entering the building, Alexis was able to steal or commandeer, I should say, two other handguns, you know, from employees or, you know, military personnel. We're not exactly sure who, but he was able to get his hands on two other guns. And all in all, I mean, he shot and killed 12 people. He was gunned down himself. And we're also learning more about his character. We're learning that, you know, he'd been arrested twice but not convicted. He'd had a history of anger issues stemming from broader mental issues, mental health issues, I should say. And he was actually undergoing treatment at the VA, the Veterans Administration. So really just fascinating and at the same time very sad details, because, you know, it seems like we get one of these once a year, if not more, where somebody who's mentally disturbed or mentally unstable, however you want to frame it, commits these mass atrocities.
Yeah, no kidding. The, you know, as you said, once a year or more, it's frightening lately what we've seen. All right, so we clear up that. And the other thing is, and the people were talking about this, I was talking about this, having some family in the Navy and being familiar even in those upper echelon areas, too, as well, with clearances. Was that part of the buzz in D.C.? You know, do we have to vet out contractors who end up on the Naval Yard? And, you know, how do you, because that's what everybody wants to know. And you and I both know you can't 100% stop something like this from happening. But do you think they'll beef up security?
Well, I think so. But I think there's going to be, as you mentioned, I think there's going to be an added scrutiny on, you know, military contractors and how they're getting security clearances to do work at these military facilities. I mean, you know, the one of the saddest aspects of the story is that this happened on at a location where you would never expect something like this to happen. And the same can be said for the Fort Hood shooting back in 2009 with Nadal Hassan. I mean, you don't expect, you know, these mass murders to take place on military bases. And the fact that we've now had two big ones in the last 4 years, it's just unbelievable. But in this case, you know, in that case, it was determined that Nadal Hassan was a terrorist. In this case, the federal authorities do not believe that Aaron Alexis was a terrorist. But, you know, there's still, obviously, the investigation is ongoing, so things could change. But at this point, we have more reason to believe that he was, you know, sort of mentally unstable and not necessarily a terrorist. But I do know that there are going to be hearings, in the Senate at least, on the way, you know, government contractors are awarded security clearances. In this case, Aaron Alexis was a Hewlett-Packard employee. He was working, you know, on computer systems for the Navy. And despite the fact that he was arrested twice, despite the fact that he actually told police at one point that he heard voices, this was very recently, and the fact that he was getting treated by the Veterans Administration, his security clearance was renewed. And he entered the grounds of the Navy Yard with a valid pass, a valid ID to get in the building. So that's just shocking right there. And you know, I mean, I think that things could change in the near future, at least regarding, you know, federal policy on military contractors. I mean, I think that's a bipartisan issue. I don't think anyone's really going to balk at the idea of, you know, having these contractors, you know, be put through more of a test in terms of their mental condition.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. We'll see, because there's going to be a lot of noise about that for sure. How about what we know as far as budgets and government shutdowns and all that kind of stuff? I'm sure that got shoved on the back burner, but we know that it's there blown in the wind.
It absolutely is. Current government funding expires at the end of this month, so, you know, but neither side in the House and Senate has been able to put forth, you know, a concrete plan on an agreement to extend funding. And the big, the key meeting to watch is going to be tomorrow morning. House Republicans are going to huddle in the Capitol, and they're going to decide what their strategy is. Do they pass a clean funding bill, or do they try and tie it to a Obamacare defunding plan? And I think that the latter option is what they're going to go with. And I think that it's mostly due to the fact that GOP leaders know that they're going to get a huge revolt from conservative members in the House if they don't try and defund Obamacare. They tried to pass something last week. They tried to bring a bill to the floor that included money for the health care law. Conservatives balked. So this time around, Kate, I think you can expect Republicans to bring a bill to the floor that includes funding for everything but Obamacare. And, of course, that's a non-starter in the Senate. Democrats aren't even going to look at that. And the president, you've heard his feelings on that. He thinks the whole thing is silly. And in the end, I think it'll probably be a losing effort. But I think more importantly, it could create a government shutdown, at least temporarily, because, you know, if they don't pass something by the 30th, then we enter a shutdown. And right now, looking at the calendar, there's only 5 legislative days left of the House. They might choose to stay in session next week, but we haven't gotten official word on that yet. So time is really running out on them to pass something.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, last thing is this. I know you're not concerned about the Redskins going to the Super Bowl based on the way they've played so far, but just in case you are, you better make some big friends out there, because I understand that the NFL is doubling the Super Bowl ticket prices, which they're already pretty high. If you ask me, you need some corporate friends. It's not the people in the media. It's about $2,600, they say, for the tickets. That's how much it's going to cost. That's the most expensive. The nosebleeds, you know, maybe half that.
That is unbelievable. $2,600. Well, I mean, I can tell you, I've said this my whole life. If the Redskins ever make another Super Bowl, I'll pay whatever it takes to get there. But I think this year my money is going to be pretty safe in my bank account. But they're predicting that it's going to be a really harsh winter, especially on the East Coast. And the fact that the game is in New Jersey I think a lot of purists will say that it's great. You know, we'll finally have a Super Bowl with snow, but I don't think that's how the Super Bowl is meant to be played. And I wouldn't be, if I was a player, I think I'd be shooting to get to the Super Bowl next year. I'd take this year off.
Yeah, no kidding. And just because, as you said, the Farmer's Almanac saying about the harsh winter, and you just know there's going to be some kind of crazy blizzard or something like that. So we'll see. It's only week two. We got a lot of football still left, and we're keeping our eyes, obviously, on what's happening in Washington. Jeff Holtzman from Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 17, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,321.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,369.69, $684.85 for a half ounce, or $342.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,369.69, $684.85, and $342.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. Cloudy day, fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try to come away with me, and we'll kiss on a mountaintop. Come away with me, and I'll never stop loving you.
All right, big stories. We were talking about out of Washington, D.C., and, of course, you heard the back and forth there with Jeff Holtzman, what ultimately becomes the same scenario over and over and over again on the Capitol because of what's happened with this ex-sailor's rampage, with a dozen people dead, including himself, just stunning everybody. Still, a day after and probably later into the week, the questions absolutely abound and the focus is there. But if that weren't where the focus was, then most likely, as I had said to Jeff, we'd be talking once again, and we will be, about the budget and, you know, what do we do to avoid a government shutdown that's always looming somewhere in the background. You know, McConnell, the Senate minority leader, said it's up to the House Republicans to come up with legislation to fund the government. So the question becomes, ladies and gentlemen, as you're sitting there cruising in your ride or hanging out at your crib, is this like deja vu all the time, over and over and over again? What was interesting about McConnell this time around, and I think part of it is because of being stunned by the shooter and the focus, so much of the focus being there and not wanting to dive too deeply into the whole politics of where we are with the shutdown thing. The they're declining sort of to take sides in this, to quibble over it, at least at this point. Because here's the thing, they have to have something to support legislation that does keep the government afloat after October 1st. And that's the thing, Jeff said it. Are they forcing the Senate to vote on defunding Obamacare? You would think the masters of the craft who have tried this now for the last couple of years would realize this is going to be pretty tough. There are 70 House conservatives that are supporting, though, the effort to tie a one-year defunding of Obamacare to that funding resolution. McConnell's the one who came up with the deal to end the 2011, if you remember, debt ceiling standoff and the 2012 fight. See, we forgot all these fights over the fiscal cliff. So really it's up to the House at this point to figure out what they're going to do, how they're going to pull this all together to make it work, if it can work. McConnell says he supports Boehner's call to attach the spending cuts to the debt ceiling increase that has to happen by mid-October. And he said, I'd be stunned if we raised the debt ceiling and didn't do something about the debt. Is that right? Haven't we been down this road before? And then you finally have Harry Reid, who comes out of his cave, out of his slumber, and he realizes, oh, they're knocking on the door. And he dared the Republicans to allow the U.S. to default on its payments. Because he says, we go back to the same rhetoric again. If we don't pay our bills, we risk what they call the full faith and credit. And he's saying, we're not negotiating over the debt ceiling. We are not going to have them hold the CR or the debt ceiling hostage to Obamacare. So I kind of see this crisis looming and getting bigger as we get beyond the headlines, the sad, sad headlines of the man who was forced out of the military after he was arrested. It was a gun arrest, and now he opens fire inside a Navy building, shattering Monday morning and killing, as I mentioned, 12 people and injuring about 8 more in the melee. And, this is the city, Washington, D.C., that is supposed to be so secure. They talk, they brag about their security measures since the 9/11 terror attacks when the plane also slammed into the Pentagon. So it just shows you, I think, how vulnerable we still really are. And they have to change, as we talked about there, the clearance for the people who are contracted through these Department of Defense. Through the Department of Defense, they've got to figure out a way to clear people better or vet them better or something. Logistically, it's a nightmare. And now what's happened is the police released the names of 7 of the 12 victims and said that none of them, which you probably all know by now, were in the military. And I mentioned this the other day, that most of the people that were hit were in their 50s, some in their 40s, all the way up to a 73-year-old. Isn't that just something? Because you have to figure he's probably hung around, was staying on the job, getting that extra money, and unfortunately, look what happens. He runs into somebody that decides to open fire. So certainly we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about clearances, talk about some of the things that have happened in the last day or two where that's concerned. And, this idea of they've got to review not only just security, but the clearances, the whole clearance system. I figured out today, I was talking to somebody briefly at the Pentagon, and they, for sure, of course, not telling me what ultimately the amount is, but that security-wise, and there's different levels, we're talking about clearances for at least 4 million people. 4 million people. Even Jack Down Under chips away at this one and says, D.C. has the strictest gun control laws in the country, so you should be safe, right? It's the most dangerous city to live in. It is the most dangerous city. There are other pockets and other areas that are dangerous. We could probably name them all. Compton, California comes to mind. Camden, New Jersey. Great police officers there, and they've cut that force. They've just shredded so many people from the force. It's made it really, really tough. I have a friend who's a district attorney there and says it's just unbelievable some of the things that have happened, even as they try to revitalize as much as possible. But city-wise, especially when we're talking about this, you know, top 20 city as far as the population is concerned, Washington fits right in there. So Jack is absolutely right. So go figure that if we want to go back and forth over the gun argument, because that's what came out on talk radio in Washington, D.C. It's quickly flipped around to guns, 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 and, you know, ultimately look what happens. And you heard Jeff at the top saying there was some confusion over what kind of firepower ultimately was used and where did he get the gun and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Coming up later on America Tonight, if you hang around for a while, and I hope you do, our psychologist pal, Dr. Wendy James, joins us to talk about psychic numbing and being isolated and some of the incidents that we have actually seen, how problematic it is, and how that it was a mental abnormality still. But nobody, if anybody saw anything, didn't want to say anything. So how do you get people to recognize a red flag and actually speak up about it? Actually do something about it before it's too late. Before it's too late to jump in. And also coming up on this show in another hour, we're going to talk about Occupy Wall Street. Seems like a distant memory, doesn't it? Do you believe it's been exactly 2 years since that whole thing started? 2 years since then have passed since it all broke up. So amazing. But for a while, lots and lots and lots of headlines. So what did we learn? What did some of the people who were heavily involved in OWS, what did they go on to do? And did it have the makings of something even bigger than it turned out to be in the end? So stay with us. Much more to come this hour of America Tonight, including some odds and ends, other things that are popping around this country. If you want to chime in, you can. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
And ends here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. But as I was giving out and popping that number to you, remember, you can always chip away at the questions of the day. And the questions of the day include, are we doing enough to keep people safe? Obviously, when we have so many in positions of top clearances where they have access to lots of people, like the man, Aaron Alexis, who went into the Naval Yard in Washington, D.C., and then killed all those people. And were there red flags? Were there missed warnings? There's a Rhode Island cop who reported that the shooter, Alexis, to Naval Station Police last month after Alexis told the cops he was hearing voices through a wall and three people were following him. So that whole thing about the voices, that's what it was tied to. So a cop decides, this isn't right, something's wrong here, reports it, nothing gets done, and then look what happens. But, you know, then you look at the other side of it, and in his past, as a reserve, he got great reviews from people, from the people who were in charge of him, his superiors, that he was a trainee, that he was eager, he had unlimited potential, and he would get it done, and he was sharp and all this other sort of stuff. So it's what a contrast that is to the lengthy arrest record, the mental illness pattern of harassing neighbors and strangers and all that kind of stuff. And then this deal with the police officer talking about the voices and actually reporting it. So, you know, even one of the reviews, I saw it in a giant print today. I'll just give it to you. In case you didn't see, it says, Alexis will be a valuable asset to any civilian organization. Ooh, unlimited potential, valuable, self-discipline. Yes, self-discipline enough to go in mentally unstable, warned about that 6 weeks ago, and then end the lives of all these people. And it could have been even more people. Wounding, but could have been more. And 12 is too many by my count. One is too many. And because of, I think because of that little report that's in the records, there could be mega lawsuits. Mega lawsuits over this. And, man, I'm sorry, I just can't do enough, I think, to keep people safe in their working environments. I've said this before, but schools, I mean, there's no safe havens anymore, right? Schools are shattered. Workplaces are shattered. It's not domestic violence related. It used to be, oh, it was a crime of passion, it was domestic violence. Now it's everything in between. But somebody saying there's something not right here and nobody doing anything about it. Look out. It's going to the courts. I am certain of that. Certain of that. All right, you want to hear something that's going to get you chapped off? I'm going to give you something good, too. Because we got to mix in some good nuggets, don't we, in odds and ends? But how about this? The White House, when I was a kid, I remember I was in seventh grade, I think, the first time I went to the White House, and I thought it was the coolest thing. Because I liked history. That was my big subject, history in school. And now, how many of the kids can't do those public tours because we don't have the money to run the tours because of the amount of Secret Service you would need? So we know all that, right? So we lost out on that last year. But there was a big report, and I love it that this was reported. Somebody dug this up. In analyzing the people who went through the White House, remember there was the point to eliminate the public tours, and this was in the battle with the Republicans last time around in the sequester debate over cutting spending or raising taxes. So in the meantime, how many lobbyists had access to the White House? And, you know, these are people who are paid big bucks for influence, to peddle influence. And the answer to that is 200 lobbyists met 344 times with White House folks between March and May. So that's not even like the whole year. 344 times. And I love this, too. And you can dig it up because it's public record. But somebody dug it up and did the work for us, right? So in the three-month period, there was a lobbyist who represented coal and energy companies, had a meeting. There was a lobbyist for an energy company who lobbies on preventing clean air and water restrictions that could harm the company's bottom line. What about those environmentalists who were patrolling, who were protesting outside the grounds of the White House over the Keystone Pipeline? How would they feel about that? And then there was somebody from the Apollo Group. They own the University of Phoenix. You know, you hear all the commercials about Phoenix. You can get a degree pretty much online and make $1 zillion. Well, that's, you know, for-profit college. That's huge industry, right? And the tuition is pretty steep. So, and there's been a ton of students who have defaulted on their loans, by the way. And the person who lobbies for that group met with the deputy director of the White House Business Council, part of a big group in May. And I could go on and on and on. Other education things, all different sorts of people. Another guy who lobbies for Yum Brands. They own Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. And they met on domestic policy, somebody that was in charge of that. And, yeah, the key thing here is the logs that they keep. They release visitors' logs quarterly. But what was interesting is a court decision ruled that the White House can keep some visitors' information secret. They just ruled on that this month. So they did release the month of May early, in a, probably for a PR thing. See, we're transparent. But the story broke in the Washington Examiner. So lobbyists get in, the public stays out. Now, with lobbyists, hopefully they vet them well. I don't think that they're thinking that the lobbyist is going in, posing as somebody else and as a threat to the president. I mean, they still would have to be wanded and all that kind of stuff. But I think the difference, there is a difference between the public going in and the lobbyists. And it's called peddling influence. The public just doesn't have that influence. Yeah. Who are you? What can you give us? What kind of conversation can we have that's going to lead to anything that might help us down the line? I don't think so. All right, also in odds and ends, lost in the middle of everything else that's happening domestically. So many Americans still, believe it or not, traveled to Mexico, particularly the tourist areas, the hot spots, the Acapulco and Cozumel and all that, those kind of places. 47 people now dead from the tropical storm and hurricane hitting Mexico at the same time. So it rose. Ingrid and Manuel, both of them collided and created just a melee, just an awful clutter. And the people just trying to get out. What happened was floods, rock slides, bridges collapsed, all that kind of stuff. And so the Mexican military set up flights and they moved tourists to a concert hall and try to do whatever they could, because not just Mexican tourists, but American tourists really still spend time in those areas. And this is a popular tourist time despite the potential of a hurricane. And they think it's going to be at least another day or two before they can open the main highway, because they had 13 landslides. 13, can you imagine? So you have 800,000 people in some form that are stranded in most cases. It's definitely stuck in the city. Ooh, that would be scary. Finally, you get to your vacation, and guess what happens? You didn't time it right. Who knew? Who knew the perfect storm was right there on the doorstep? But that's sad, that many people. It shows you how, man, you can never be ready enough. You just don't know. You just do not know. And who's thinking that they're colliding? I always say Mother Nature does not have a very forgiving nature and is a powerful enemy. We hear about it all the time on America Tonight, each and every week, whether it's wildfires, floods, some other disaster. I mean, we're still recovering and getting punched in the gut from Sandy. Even that fire that they had last week, that New Jersey boardwalk fire, massive. Dozens of business, again, because of wiring damaged in Sandy. So this started a huge fire, and it just burned a giant chunk of the Seaside Park, Seaside Heights boardwalk. Just eliminated it, more stores and everything. Boy, that's awful. 50 businesses in all, 50 businesses. And we go back to Sandy and wiring work that wasn't correct. Wiring that dated back to the 70s. And they think that where the fire started was under a frozen custard stand in a candy shop. Oh, of all the things, huh? All right, coming back here on America Tonight, as we round the final turn, if you will, we're going to bounce back to Washington for some things that will just make you cringe. Stay with us.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Problems and not passing any laws. We bounce back to Washington. We started off talking about things that were happening there, mostly the buzz over the Naval Yard and things that happened in the aftermath, things that were erroneously reported and things that are in this guy's past where he had rave reviews as a reservist, but then had an arrest record, had a problem with anger, had been getting treated, had voices in his head, told a cop in Rhode Island at a naval yard. He reported it, but yet it gets buried in some file. And then look how this creeps back out. It's a tricky situation, no doubt. But I think the Rhode Island cop was on the right path. He knew, no, this isn't right. This is more, you know, this isn't just some, oh, I've had a little bit to drink, or, you know, I'm venting. There was something that was absolutely wrong, and so he felt like he needed to report it. But 6 weeks ago, nobody was worried about it. Now they're talking about it. Now they're talking about it. Okay, so other things happening in and around your government, the people that represent you and the things that they are dealing with. The budget showdown, we already know. That's going to be that same ring around the rosy thing, right? But did you know that the Republican climate skeptics, those who don't believe, are going to hold a hearing on climate science? How about that? It's good to look at two sides of the coin. And for a long time, that's been discussed. Okay, so let's get down to it. Let's get down to business, the brass tacks. Let's find out. Let's get some more information, because as many scientists say, yes, there's climate change. You can find scientists who say the opposite. So how is that? I thought science was an exact thing where you're looking at the facts as you believe them to be, and maybe that's the key thing I'm saying here. So this gives us a little bit of a view into whether the Republicans are going to be talking more publicly, I think, about the issue. Because for the most part, the climate science has just been, it's nonsense. And there are too many scientists that say that for every scientist that says, oh, this is climate change, there's a scientist you find that says the opposite. So the new head of the Environmental Protection Agency is going to be testifying. And she's kind of a little bit of a controversial figure. It is a big deal. The Republicans are going to show their hands a little bit about whether they're going to respond when the EPA rolls out new rules governing carbon emissions on new power plants. That's central to this thing. And also, the thing that I've talked about a lot is Keystone XL, the pipeline project. The demand that the president block it to prove he's serious about long-term effects to combat global warming, but yet there's interest here from the Energy and Power Subcommittee, of course. Climate science, what does it mean? You've got people like Joe Barton from Texas who said climate science isn't settled. You have the Republican David McKinley, another Republican, who says the same thing, that it's, you know, we're not really sure on this thing yet. Give us the evidence. Give us the evidence at this on this. So this is going to be a hearing that's coming up on Hump Day, on Wednesday. And the Republicans have said that they're worried. They're worried that displaying their denial over any kind of climate change isn't good for the party, that the party has to change. So this is big. This is a big drama unfolding. Probably at the speech with the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, that's big. Talking about the Keystone Pipeline, that's big on the agenda. And trying to appeal to demographics. So the Republicans now are pushing to appeal to get more votes. Rebranding. Do you think the Republicans should rebrand themselves? That's the question. Do you think it'll make people in your area vote for more of the Republicans? They're trying to avoid conversation, rhetoric, whatever you want to call it, that alienates. Seriously, this has been discussed. Young people, women, minorities. They're trying to really, really do that. And they're trying to stay out of the debate about whether global warming is real, which is part of the reason why they're having the discussion. You know, the whole, is the earth flat? What's going on here or not? So, presiding over this hearing, it'll touch on the science of climate change. So is it going to be climate denials, or will they downplay the beliefs, or where does it go? Or will they embrace some of the guys that haven't done it before? Will they embrace global warming? And what if they believe that, what are they going to do? My, oh, my. See, there's going to be more divisions. I think what it'll do is it's going to create more divisions, more opportunity anyway, for divisions. And I don't know, does it matter? How much on your list, how heavy does climate change play a role? How much does it play a role wherever you're listening to me? And if it plays a big role, well, then absolutely. But I don't know that that's going to sway voters in a different direction. And so if you have Republicans who are skeptical about the whole climate thing, they're doing this hearing, is it to say, yeah, you're not showing me the proof? Show me the proof. This one you're going to like. From the Justice Department, they did an audit, right? And they showed that they overstated terrorism convictions. Talk about Where's your ammunition? Because, you know, that's where's the beef? Where, get to the heart of it. What are we really seeing when it comes to national security? So they're saying that they had terrible record keeping. I know you're just shocked by that. That's what the federal audit showed. And they said they overstated the number of terrorism-related defendants who had been found guilty in 2009 by 13%, then overstated the same statistic in 2010 by, check this out, 26%. 26%. My goodness. So we have this problem with the government, right? They don't know how to hire. They don't know how to contract. They don't know how to vet. They don't know how to keep their mouths shut. And apparently, they don't know how to add or keep records. Think about how nervous you would be if you were audited. And now think of the government, and they don't even have the right kind of records. So the executive office oversees 93 U.S. attorney offices. Also overstated, they say, by 19% the number of defendants sentenced to prison in 2010. So they did report some things correctly. But even the FBI, they say, did not accurately report any of the terrorism. Well, they shouldn't say any. They said they didn't accurately report terrorism-related statistics. It wasn't right. It was different. So let's inflate it. They'll never know. We're not going to get audited. I mean, is this, again, hitting the wrong keys? So people are hitting the wrong keys and crazy things are happening in Washington? And some of the things that they're considering convictions was animal fighting was one, a bank robbery conviction was reported as a terrorism-related hoax in another. Ugh, my oh my. Embarrassing. It is embarrassing, isn't it? Anybody out there good at keeping records? I got a job for you if you do. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Bruno, I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.